Hello.
Oh, hi, Jeremiah. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I've seen the bill. Everything went through on your side. The credit card?
It didn't go through. It's saying
the account
was closed.
Showed up on my statement. I can show you. Really?
Because
I got the bill to show that it went through.
The payment for the application fee went through, but that was last month in July. This is the one for the lead fees. Yeah, because remember how you went through that application process and it was all approved? So now they're ready to get going with the lead fees.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm in the car right now. Can you give me a call in about, half an hour? Bella?
Of course.
About
no
half
problem.
An hour.
Okay, you got it. I'll send you.
I had to drop my car off at the shop because it ain't working. Well, the doors on it are not working properly. So.
Oh, no. Okay, well, hopefully it's a one-day job, huh? You think they can finish it today?
No, they said they're going to have it for a while. They're booked up. They're going to have it for like 3 or 4 days. I just bought it and sat in front of the house until I paid it off. And then it hasn't even had one oil change on it, and they're trying to say, because I got the premium warranty on it, and they're like, the things that are wrong with it, they say, well, the adjustments aren't covered, or this ain't covered. I said, it hasn't even had one oil change on it. You're playing with me, right?
No.
You know?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, I bought my daughter a car when she was in high school. And right after we bought it, it started overheating and it had a fan problem. And so I called the dealer, and because it was a used car, it was 4 miles under where it would have expired the warranty. I think it had like a 3-year, 36,000 mile. So she had 4 miles left. And they were like, well, bring it here. You know, it's still under warranty. We'll fix it. And I told them, well, she only has 4 miles and she's going to be over. So they sent out a flatbed tow truck to tow it in.
Well, yeah,
so
they could have blown the motor up. Yeah.
Yeah. So they said they didn't want her to, you know, use those last 4 miles just to drive it in. So they towed it in. And I thought that was very nice because everything ended up being covered, you know, but it was the same thing like you. It had to sit there for a while because then they were out of parts and they had to order them. And I think she was out of a car for like 4 weeks, but because we had just bought the car, they gave her like a loaner in the meantime, which was nice. So she had a car in the meantime.
I had a couple jobs go that way. I've called in for a warranty on an air conditioner. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were like a day, it was like a day shy of being out of warranty. And I'm like,
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, you're like,
so
I'll take it.
Do you have any idea how lucky you are? You know? I was the next day, you would have been screwed, you know?
Yeah, you would have been out totally, total loss. And then you called the right time and it's covered. That's amazing. So,
yeah.
Yep. Well,
like,
such is how life goes sometimes. Yep.
Yeah,
we were very lucky the way that it panned out because it could have gone the opposite direction, you know. So, and she's had no problems with that car ever since. So, she's in college now and still has the same car. So, Yeah. But okay, well, I enjoyed chatting with you. I'll call back in a half an hour or so. Yeah, and I'll send you an email that says your account. It just talks about the payment failing. But it has my extension on there, 777. So if anything changes, you can call me as well, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Bye-bye.